This is Authors in Focus.
Hi, I'm James Reed, fantasy author publishing under Jandy Reed. Jewels of Illumination Books 1 through 3 box set is out. Oben is a broken man who just might find redemption guarding a scholar from bandits, a criminal syndicate, and a dark necromancer. Avina is a woman haunted by guilt who has to learn if she can trust Oben. Together, they can break free of their past or be lost. You can buy or borrow Jewels of Illumination Books 1 through 3 from Amazon. Today, I'm joined by Sydney Bupri. She's the author of the urban fantasy novel Dark One, One for Sorrow.
So how are you doing today, Sydney?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, doing good, doing good. Sun's out today, so that's weird.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. So where are you at?
I'm in Montreal, Quebec.
Ah, okay. I'm far away from there. So I always like to start these out with a fun question or two. Sydney, are you a vampire person or a werewolf person?
I am a werewolf person all the way.
All right. What do you like more about werewolves over vampires?
You know, it's hard to say. I think it's because they can, I mean, I guess vampires can turn into bats in some lore, but I don't know. I like the duality of their nature.
They can even turn into wolves if you read Bram Stoker.
That's true.
And Mist. You don't see Mist a lot. Vampires should turn into Mist more often. I don't know.
They should.
So, Sydney, how long have you wanted to be an author?
Oh, I've been wanting to be an author since I could speak. As soon as I started telling stories at around 3 years old, I knew that was the job for me.
Oh, yeah? 3 years old. I didn't know what I wanted to be at three. I think I wanted to have a dog. That's what I remember. So, you're now an author. You have a book out called Dark One, One for Sorrow. Why don't you tell us about it?
It's about fallen angels, friendship, magic, and true love.
Awesome. So who are our characters?
Characters are Kiara. She's the main character. The love interest, his name is Kale. He's a fallen angel.
Okay. All right. And anything about them that makes them special? Anything interesting about them?
Anything interesting about them? I'm terrible at talking about my own book, to be honest with you.
Yeah. That's fine.
Nothing special about them besides the fact that Kale's a fallen angel.
All right. Personalities? They have personalities, yes?
They have personalities. Kiara can be sassy at times. She rambles when she gets nervous.
Don't we all?
Yes.
All right. So, what is the story about? So, we got a fallen angel. We got a woman. Anything else going on in the story?
Essentially, Kiara's soul is the purest soul on Earth. And she was cursed by the goddess Morgan to have no soulmate or no guardian angel. But because God is fair, he decided that Kale, because he begged, would be able to be her guardian angel. But years later, the curse takes a terrifying new toll, and they meet, and he no longer is her guardian, and she has to survive from there.
So it's urban fantasy, right?
Yes.
So, what city does it take place in? What sort of
Place in the fictional city of Serene Falls, Maine.
Okay. Why Maine?
It's a nod to Stephen King.
Okay. I was curious about that. Every time I hear something about Maine, all I think about is Stephen King.
Yeah.
I'm sure Maine has more going on than Stephen King, but I don't know what it is. All right. So we have our love interest. We have a fallen angel. Who are our bad guys?
There's Damien. He's a bad guy. He's fallen. He does another fallen angel. He's evil. Okay. On the side of the unrepentant.
Interesting. Yeah. So where did the idea come from for this book, sir? For the book?
I actually had a dream about it. I dreamed the prologue, and then when I woke up, I was like, that sounds like it could be a book. And then when I was sitting in math class one day, grade 10, I had no paper, nothing, and I had a napkin and a paper cup, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to write it out and see how it goes.
Okay. So, Grayton, how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 27 years old.
Okay, so you've been sitting on this for a while then, right?
Yeah, it took me 6 years to write.
Okay. So your first novel?
It's my first novel, yeah.
Awesome. All right. And what was sort of the writing process? What did you kind of discover about writing as you tackled your first novel?
I discovered that it's really hard for me to write endings. I'm fantastic at creating the middle bits. I can create, you know, beginning. I can create close to the ending, but the ending itself, I have, for some reason, the hardest time. I've discovered that about myself.
All right. Yeah, you know, you want to kind of end it on just the right tone and note and kind of wrap things up the way you want. And endings are hard. I mean, there's plenty of like TV shows, for instance, that are infamous for having terrible endings.
Exactly, and I didn't want to have one.
Yeah, and it's also the first book of the series, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, that must be hard. You got to, like, sort of wrap up the book, but you also need a... Do you have any, like, story threads dangling for the next book, or is there no real, like, setup for it?
There's definitely a setup for the sequel.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes urban fantasy books are very much, like, case of the week almost, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, so you don't really need to do a lot of setup for the next one. Just sort of establish your characters, especially in the first book, you know, and you know, make sure you have, like, a really engaging main character, you know, so you can then write however many books you want or whatever your story goals are.
Definitely.
So how many books are going to be in the series?
Two.
Okay. And is the second one written, or are you writing it?
I'm writing it currently. It's only at 60 pages.
All right. So, Sydney, what is your sort of writing process? Are you like a plotter or a pantser?
I'm definitely a pantser. I don't know where the story's going until it takes me there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So have you had any problems with that? Or has it been smooth sailings in your pantsing career?
It's been smooth sailing. It, a lot of the times I'll write for hours and I don't even realize I've been writing for that long. And, the story's taken a completely different turn from where I thought it was going to take.
Yeah. I've had that happen a couple of times. I guess, I don't know. I'm more of a plotter these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to know more where the story's going, but like sometimes I still like don't get there or it falls apart. I had a book fall apart on me. In the ending, I couldn't get to the ending I wanted. It just didn't work, and I was really worried that something had gone. Like, I wasn't going to be able to finish it, but I pulled something out of my butt, so. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay. So, yeah. So, besides writing, what other interests do you have?
I play the violin. I like to read a lot, obviously. Being a writer, you know, reading is a big thing, part of my life.
Yeah.
I like to spend time with my family, my friends, my boyfriend. I paint.
Oh, you paint? Are you able to do your own covers? I have a friend that paints, so she can do her own covers.
I definitely am not that good, but I do manipulate stock images on Photoshop, and I do sometimes make my own covers.
Okay, yeah. She's really good at that, too. Whereas me, I'm like, I know what layers are and how to do masks. That's about it. I'm not really good at blending or anything. I can make only the worst of Photoshop book covers out there. So, does your music ever play a role in your books? Do you ever, like, incorporate, like music into it or anything?
Well, I mean, the first book for Dark One, the song Iris by Goo Goo Dolls was one of the biggest inspirations for the book.
Okay.
So I guess definitely a lot of the music I listen to has influence on what I'm writing.
So what type of music do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to electronic dance music and metal.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know, two completely different genres.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like to listen to metal and classical, so that's whatever.
Cool.
So, what's sort of the biggest lesson you learned out of, like, writing, you know, that you kind of developed or skill or whatever?
Let me think about that. Biggest lesson I've learned, I guess, not to give up on yourself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's because definitely something a writer needs to learn.
I've given up on myself a few times and it never worked out well. And every time I keep at it and I push myself, it ends up coming out a lot better.
Yeah, that's good. So you're writing the second book now, is that correct?
Yep.
Are you finding the writing process is different for a book two versus your first book?
Yeah, there's still a lot of research involved, but you have a base for all of your characters already. You're not getting to know your characters already. You already know the cast with which you're working with.
Yeah, that's true. But I also found that after I've written, like, versus my first novel, which took me, like, 2 years to write, versus now where I write novels, like, in a month, I found that my process has just gotten a lot different. Like, I've kind of, like, refined my system, you know, learned, like, more productive ways to get things done, if you're understanding what I'm saying.
Definitely. Yeah, I do. I believe I'm going to get this book finished faster than the first one.
So besides this series, do you have anything else in the work?
I do. I have another series. It's a book called Such Exquisite Calamity that came out a few years ago. It's another urban fantasy. And it's finished. It's a finished series. I finished it with a few short stories instead of finishing it in a whole bunch of different novels.
Okay.
So the first book is one big novel, and then the end is just a few short stories.
All right. Okay. What's it about?
Oh God. it's about fate, magic, true love. And overpowering mental illness.
Alright. So you mentioned you have to do research for your Fallen Angel series. What sort of research are you doing?
I had to look up the different types of angels. I had to look up different deities. I had to look up different aspects of religions. And I had to make sure that I wasn't using anything that would disrespect any religion. Like, I had to use a different word for God. Instead of a Hebrew word for God, I used Mandeh, M-A-N-D-E-H. I created my own word for God just so that I didn't offend anybody by using the Hebrew word for God. What else?
I mean, you're talking about the Tetragrammaton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I could have used the word Yahweh, but I didn't want to, you know, I know a lot of Jewish people and seeing it written down.
The vowel markings. You can write you can write the letters down. That's why it's called the Tetragrammaton, it's the four letters.
Yeah.
That's also why they have, like, titles like Adonai and Elohim and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they don't actually say it. So they say stuff like my Lord or,
exactly.
Know. Yeah.
So I came up with a unique way
for,
you know, people to refer to God.
Yeah, I know some, like, really, like, Orthodox Jews will even write, like, God without the O in the middle. Just, like, G.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what sort of advice do you have for any new or aspiring writers?
What advice do I have? Definitely not to give up on yourself. Definitely to keep going. Keep working at your story, even if it feels like impossible, even if people tell you that it's a pipe dream. I believe that with enough hard work, you can get your story published.
All right. So did you, like, study writing at all in school or anything?
I did. I went to John Abbott College and I studied literature. I did not, however, finish the degree.
That's right. I dropped out of community college, so I understand.
Yeah.
So did you find it useful what you learned in your literary classes for your writing?
I did. I found it very useful.
I found it sometimes, some people find it useful and some people find it the opposite. I guess it depends on their instructors.
Well, I had an instructor that didn't like me very much and he told me to my face, you're never going to get published. if you keep writing the way in the style that you're writing. And I was like, sir, I hate to break it to you, but I already am published.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, was he ever published?
No.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. I once spoke at a creative writing class, and the poor students, they were like, they knew all like the stuff about writing, but they had no idea about the business of it.
Yeah.
They weren't learning that. And that's like, honestly, if you want to be successful as a writer, it's really if you understand the business side more than the technical side, sadly. You can write the best thing that English has seen in 100 years, and if you don't know what you're doing, marketing or finding an agent or anything, it doesn't matter.
It's really true.
Yeah. So you got the next book in your in the Fallen Angel series here. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on what it's called.
The Dark One.
Yeah. So you got the next book for that in the works. And anything else after that?
I do have a dystopian book that I'm working on, and another urban fantasy called Elementals.
Okay.
So I'm working on those as well.
You like to work on multiple things at once?
I do.
Any reason?
I don't know. It keeps me busy.
Yeah. See, I work on like two fantasy series at a time. Like, in a day, I'll split my time between them. And I don't know. I feel like it keeps me from like burning out on one, because then I switch over to another.
Exactly.
Because I tried doing it like spending all the time on one of them. And, co-writing something with my other author friend. And I just wanted to get through this, like, my part of it, you know, because I wanted to get back to my book series.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spent, like, 3 hours a day working on it for 2 weeks. And, that burned me out so fast. And, like, that's okay. The same 3 hours I would use on my normal fantasy stuff, but it's not all on one thing. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, I was, like... It was a wreck. But yeah, so I think it works for me. Other authors, like, they you know, some people can't do it.
It's true. Some people can't. Yeah. It's too much for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, they don't need the, I don't know. You know, everyone has different talents.
Like, of course.
Yeah. Like, as I proved, I really can't work on one thing or I will, like, drive myself crazy.
Me too.
So, Sydney, where can our listeners connect with you on the internet?
You can connect with me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter.
Under Sydney Bupre?
Yeah, as long as you look up Sydney Bupre, you should be able to find me.
Okay, awesome. Well, it was really great talking with you, Sydney.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, you have yourself a great Monday.
Thank you. You have a great Monday.
This has been Authors in Focus. You can find my fantasy novels on Amazon. Follow news of my writing at my blog, jmd-read.com, and follow me on Twitter at jmdread. You can also join my reader group on Facebook, Fantastical Worlds of the Imagination. You can find more episodes of the podcast at fantasy-focus.com and wherever your favorite podcast is hosted.